الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه وأعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الدنيا حلوة قذرة فإن الله مستخلفكم فيها فانظروا كيف تعملون فاتقوا الدنيا واتقوا النساء كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الحمد لله رشبه برز الله رب العزة has once again given us this opportunity to come to the house of Allah تبارك وتعالى on the day of the Mubarak day of Jumu'ah and to sit in the house of Allah and to listen to the talks of Deen so that by listening to the talks of Deen, respected brothers, how can this become a means of increasing our iman, our yaqeen, our relationship with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we find that the heart of insan, Allah ta'ala has given us this body and Allah ta'ala has given us a heart. And as long as his heart is not turned towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this insan will never turn to Allah. That is why Allah Ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhi wa sallam in this dunya. Allah Ta'ala sent Anbiya with amal, with actions. And every Nabi came and every Nabi made effort on his ummah regarding certain amal, certain actions. And to turn the hearts of the nation towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Insan is insan, insan is forgetful. Insan forgets why the purpose of his life in this dunya Allah Ta'ala sent him for. Because we are surrounded by the dunya and the beauty of the dunya. We have responsibilities, we have zaruriyat. And we have responsibilities, everybody is responsible. If somebody is a father, somebody is a brother, somebody is a son. So we have Allah Ta'ala has created within us responsibilities, needs also. Which in turn has to fulfill these needs. And the fulfiller of needs is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala has made it incumbent upon insan that he has to make effort to fulfill his needs. So he has to find a job, get a shop, business, whatever it is. Allah Ta'ala has created various things in the dunya whereby man, this insan, fulfills his needs. These are all the systems of Allah. Allah has created the systems. And Allah is the sustainer. These are just systems in between us and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Which Allah Ta'ala has given insan. Somebody is an employer, somebody is an employee. Somebody is a prime minister, somebody is a minister, somebody is a layman. إِنَّا قَسَبْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتْهُمْ Allah Ta'ala says, we have distributed this type of earnings amongst insan. Different types of earnings insan is involved in. But this is just a need. This is our need, respected brothers. This is not our maqsad in life. To fulfill one's needs is not an object. It's a zaruriyat. It's a need. It's a need. If a person doesn't fulfill his need also, then you say it will become harmful for him. It becomes dependent on others. He has to undergo difficulty. It becomes a means of difficulty and harm for him also. Similarly, when a person makes this need his object and he forgets the purpose of his life in the dunya, now Allah Ta'ala has sent him in this world, then he is harming not only his dunya, his akhirat, his spirit, but he is harming his dunya also. He is causing harm to his dunya also at the same time. And he is causing harm to his akhirat. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu ittaqullah. Allah Ta'ala is addressing the people of Iman. not the non-Muslims. Allah is addressing the people of Iman in this Quran, in the ayat of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah. O people of Iman, fear Allah. That's the basis of deen, if you say the basis. The fear of Allah Ta'ala. The amount of Iman a person has in his heart, the amount of recognition of Allah, that amount of fear a person will have of Allah. This is natural. The more the Iman, the more the Yaqeen, the more the Marifat, and the more the recognition of Allah, the more the fear of Allah. A person in the dunya will live his life with Allah Ta'ala, with Allah in front of him, with Allah's consciousness. This is the taqwa decision. Taqwa is to become conscious of Allah. In every aspect of our lives, whether a person is in his business, whether he's at home, whether he's in the bazaars, wherever he is, the life of this dunya, a person, a mu'min cannot live a life in this dunya, respect brothers, without being Allah conscious, without taqwa. So ittaqullah. Fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That we have to live our life with the fear of Allah. It says in this dunya, if a person fears anybody, then the natural thing is that a person stays away from that person. He protects himself from that person. That's a normal thing. I fear somebody, so I must avoid him. But in the case of Allah, respected brothers, when taqwa, when a person starts, when this mu'min starts fearing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the natural Allah, then a person now, this person, this mu'min now, he'll turn towards Allah. Allah ta'ala makes sure that now this person now, this insan, this mu'min, now he becomes closer to Allah. That is the fear of Allah ta'ala. When you fear Allah, then you become closer to Allah. You don't go away from Allah, respected brothers. You don't keep ourselves away from Allah. This taqwa will drive us towards Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. This taqwa will drive us towards the obedience of Allah. Towards the pleasure of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. It's what Allah wants. What is the pleasure of Allah? What will please my Allah? And all the time this mu'min, this person, this insan, this mu'min, this Muslim, now he will think of that all the time. That's why Allah Ta'ala, in various ayat of Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala uses the word taqwa all the time, he spread with us, all the time. Taqwa, 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 all the time. So that we live our life in this dunya, fearing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the obedience of Allah, in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And we don't become unconscious and in ghaflet and in negligence regarding the purpose of our life in this dunya. We keep that in front, respected brothers. Then this person is in the eyesight of Allah, is a dindar person. He's a pious person, respected brothers. Piety is not something, a pious person is not that person that we have in our minds. That a person, mashallah, is 24-7 in a masjid, all the time in the zikr of Allah, all the time in tilawat of Quran, in salah. That is the mindset that we have, a pious person, where a person we go for him for du'as. When you have a problem, inshallah, let's go to a pious person, now let's turn towards him, let's go and make action for dua, help us. That's the mindset that we have created among ourselves. Allah Ta'ala has given this opportunity of becoming pious and a muttaqi. Allah has given it to every person, every moment. Every moment has to become a muttaqi. You know that to become pious and obedient to Allah is for certain people, and for certain people is not. You know, to piety, to attain piety, to attain so much of piety, respected brothers, is basically compulsory in every person. So much of taqwa a person has in his heart, that a person now is able to obey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The amount of piety a person has to have, that is compulsory. Whether he's in his business, wherever he is, that he is fearing Allah, he is obeying Allah, Rabbul, that he is conscious of Allah. Whether he's in his home, in darkness, in the streets, wherever he is, time for salah, that a mu'min has to be conscious of his salah. This is the time of salah. A mu'min cannot be unconscious of salah, of the commandments of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is taqwa. For that amount of taqwa, a person has to have. It is compulsory, farz. Ask the ulama ikram, they will tell you. So that we are able to obey Allah and we are able to protect ourselves from the disobedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because it's obedience, that the obedience of Allah will kick us towards Allah, will draw the mercy of Allah, He spread His brothers. And the disobedience of Allah will draw the wrath of Allah. Allah's disobedience draws Allah's wrath. Allah's disobedience causes conditions in this dunya. And these conditions come about, His spirit brothers, so that this insan may turn to Allah, Allahum turji, Allahum yarji'un. So that his insan takes ibrat and lesson from these conditions, and now he turns towards Allah. That what is, something has gone wrong with me. A person is sick, a person has got a problem. Now what happens? He turns, he goes towards to medical help. Why? Because I am sick. I've got a problem. I've got a medical problem. Now I have to make ilaj. I have to take cure. So he goes to the doctor and listens to the advice of the doctor. And a person is listening to the doctor, his spirit, when a person is sick or a person is in need, how a person listens to his spirit brothers? Very, very, very intelligently, his spirit brothers, and keenly a person listens to the advice of the doctor because it is his need. And in the end, he practices whatever the doctor tells him, whatever the doctor prescribes for him. Now he practices on that. He takes those medicines on a certain time, what medicine is prescribed for him, his spirit brothers. So he talks of deen also, his spirit brothers. The talks of deen is the need for us. The talks of iman and yaqeen is a need for a mu'min. A mu'min doesn't listen to the talks of iman and amal, tawar and akhirat, then his heart is not going to turn towards Allah, his spirit brothers. When it comes to the talks of deen, his spirit brothers, then it's the opposite. Today we find that we are not today in today the mindset is, well, talks of deen is taking place, I'll be busy with my phone in the masjid. Or my mind will be somewhere else. Because we haven't created the importance of this deen in our heart, his spirit brothers. The importance of Quran and the importance of hadith. We haven't created the importance of it in our hearts. So we find that insan, when it comes to talks of deen, lectures, the programs taking place in the masjid, then there is an attitude of amongst our anxiety members that we say we are too busy today. We turn our backs towards these programs, spiritual members. But this is our need. A person eats every day. A person eats every day to fulfill the needs of his body, spiritual members. A person drinks every day. A person has to drink, has to wash, has to clothe himself, has to sleep. This is the needs and the necessities of insan, of his body, spiritual brothers. Similarly, Allah Ta'ala has given us a ruh. Allah Ta'ala has given us a ruh, spiritual brothers. And the ruh has needs also. If a person doesn't fulfill the requirements and the reservoir of this need, then this heart will become negligent. This heart will not turn to Allah. His heart now will desire things that Allah displeases his spiritual brothers. It will desire Allah Ta'ala's wrath spiritual brothers. It will desire sin. But when his heart is turned to Allah Ta'ala, then his heart, my spirit brothers, will incline towards amal, towards good actions. A person will become conscious of himself, of his life, of qabr, akhirat, Allah, his spiritual brothers. Namaz will become important to him. Salah, a basic requirement, a basic requirement of deen, iman, of a Muslim, a compulsion in deen, spiritual brothers. Today the ummah, more than 90% of the ummah is in ghaflat, is in negligent regarding salah, spiritual brothers. When it comes to salah, then no salah is postponed. Salah is made qaza. Allahu Akbar. Why? Spiritual brothers, this is hard, the ruh is not inclined towards deen. The ruh has got a bimari, has got a sickness. And he's not getting enough for nourishment. So that deen becomes desirous. Today dunya is becoming desirous. Allah forgive us. Akhirat is not becoming desirous, he spread that verse. We're not desiring the akhirat. Today we are, Allah forgive us. Every year, every day we are yearning, this person is going and that person is going, spread that verse. It has become so common. Whether he is young, whether he is old, we are burying people, Allahu Akbar. See? Every day, we are getting used to every day, people are leaving his dunya, respect that world. Person gets sick, within days a man is gone. Person leaves his entire empire and goes away. And sad is that person who spent his entire life bilgin en paja rishpirdit bërës fëketin dhe akhirat. Dhe iman en amal Allah tala i sinnes in dhe dunja fo, e posën fëket zhet. Dhe namaz, dhe iman, dhe tilat dhe Quran, dhe zikr of Allah, dhe dua, dhe charity, dhe goodness, dhe coming to the masjid and spending time in the masjid, doing good amal rishpirdit bërës, to say one subhanallah, you know, tomorrow, a person in the cover, he desire to say one subhanallah also, respect this brothers. How easy is it to say one subhanallah? The value of the subhanallah will be realized when a person leaves his dunya. When a person will leave his dunya, in a cover, a person will never get a chance of making amal. Amal is in dunya. The place for amal is in dunya, respect this brothers. But today you find, Allah forgive us, all of us, this talk is for me, not for you. This is a muzakara, a revision, respect, a sabak that we have to keep on, you know, hearing all the time, a lesson, respect, وَذَكِّرْ فَيْنَ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَرْ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى says, remind, because reminder is beneficial for the mu'mineen. Not for the kafirin, Allah says for the mu'mineen. Because natural, becoming negligent and to forget, respect, is a natural thing. Insan is insan, he forgets. And in first, ulama explain when we get involved in our dunya, in asbab, in buying and selling and making and living our life, fulfilling our needs, and then the means that we are involved in, it has a natural effect of making insan ghafil in negligent respect the rules, the purpose of his life. Ya Allah Ta'ala reminds us, Rijalullah tulhihim tijaratun wala bayun an dhikrillah. Allah Ta'ala tells us, Rijal, these are men. In reality, these are the men. We are men in reality. Who are the men? Allah Ta'ala says, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْوٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That, their tijarat, their business and their merchandise, their buying and selling, doesn't make them ghaflet and doesn't keep them away from the zikr of Allah. وَإِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِطَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. It doesn't keep them away, doesn't keep them in negligence regarding the fulfillment, the obligations towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. لَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَكَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَصْفَارُ. And these are the men, why in their businesses, this is their sifat and their quality of iman, that a person now is worried about his akhirat. He's got akhirat in front, he's got his cover in front, he's got his akhirat in front, he's got his akhirat in front, he's got his words. Allah says, these are men in reality. Not the person who has built an empire, respect the brothers. Allah says, these are the men in reality, in the eyes of Allah, tabarak ta'ala, that who in whichever walks of life, wherever they were involved, they keep themselves, they are in conscience of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, respect the brothers. So Allah has given us this life, which is short, which is valuable, a life which is an amanat, a trust in Allah, trust, respect the brothers. Allah has given us this life is to make our qabr and akhirah, respect the brothers. And the basis of a man's success is the deen of Allah, in dunya and akhirah. So this is not cheap. This is not something that is very, very cheap, respect the brothers. Listen carefully. The price of Allah Ta'ala, the price of Allah is very, very expensive, respect the brothers. And what is the price of Allah? That is Jannat. To attain Jannat is not easy. A person has to strive. How a person strives to achieve? You strive to achieve a post, a empire in the dunya. A person has to make effort for his akhirat also. من أراد الآخرة وسألها سعيها وهو مؤمن. A person who desires akhirat, he has an intention to earn akhirat. وسألها سعيها. Then a person not only desires akhirat, but he makes effort for the akhirat also. He makes effort for the akhirat. وسألها وهو مؤمن. Then as I say, this is a mu'min, and this is the person, inshallah, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, his amals, his actions, whatever he has sent forward, it will be appreciated. He will appreciate it himself. So may Allah Ta'ala give us perfect experiments. May Allah give us this opportunity to live our life with taqwa, with iman, with amal in front of us. We have to take time for amal. Amals that will turn our hearts towards Allah and remove the curses of the heart, the negligence of the heart, respect the brothers. A person has to be particular of his salah. A person has to be particular of the tilawat of Quran. A person has to be particular of the zikr of Allah. A person has to spend time in the masjid. A person has to take out time for dua. Wherever he is, a person has to take out, respect the brothers, see that he is obeying Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. This will, inshallah, this will turn our hearts towards Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, respect the brothers. A person spends time in the masjid. Inshallah, he is in the company of the malaika, respectfulness, and the qualities of a malaika will rub on him. The more a person spends time outside the masjid, he is in the company of the shaitan, respectfulness, and the more we spend time in the company of the shayateen, respectfulness, the qualities of the shaitan will come onto us, over onto us, respectfulness, and the inclination towards him will become a lot of reality, respectfulness. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq for making a man, inshallah.